This episode of 365 Days of Astronomy is sponsored by the Education and Outreach Team for the Messenger Mission to Planet Mercury. Follow the mission as the spacecraft helps to unlock the secrets of the inner solar system at www.messenger-education.org.
You are about to listen to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
What do they talk about?
Astronomy, you know, stuff that's far away.
How far?
How far? Well,
this stuff is far.
It's really far.
This stuff is far, far, far away. We're talking far.
Like uber far.
You can't get there by car today. It's super duper crazy. Far beyond just pulsars, quasars, and stars. We mean it's far.
Far, far,
far. Far. If there's some doubt, listen to a shout.
This stuff is far.
The IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast starts now.
Welcome to the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, host of the AAAS radio show and podcast Science Update. This haunting composition was composed by Mian Tansen, a classical Hindustani composer who lived in the early 16th century. And I never would have heard of him had it not been for the planet Mercury. The International Astronomical Union, or IAU, decreed that all craters on Mercury be given the names of notable artists, writers, and composers. Tansen is a crater 34 kilometers in diameter, located a few kilometers north of Polygnotus, a crater named for the ancient Greek painter. David Blewett is a planetary geologist at the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University and part of the Messenger spacecraft science team. Messenger was built at the Applied Physics Lab and is scheduled to go into orbit around Mercury in March 2011. Blewett says the IAU oversees the naming of all planetary geological features, guided by a simple set of rules.
The feature has to be a name that is not associated with a political, military, or religious figure. The person has to have been dead, I believe, for at least 3 years. And generally speaking, their work has to have been recognized as significant for at least 50 years.
In addition, he says the IAU comes up with themes for different bodies.
On the moon, the craters are named after scientists and philosophers. On Mercury, it's artists and musicians. On Venus, it's prominent women. So there's an adopted theme like that for each of the bodies.
That's just for craters. Other features get their own themes.
For instance, on Mercury, rupes. That's a Latin word that means cliff, and the theme for those is ships of discovery. So many of the ships from the Age of Exploration, that sort of thing, there are rupes with that name. And the Messenger project, we proposed the name Beagle Rupes for one of the large new cliff features that was discovered through Messenger imaging, named, of course, for the ship that Charles Darwin voyaged on, the Beagle.
The IAU has a list of approved names that they've built up over the years, but Messenger team scientists can also suggest their own, especially if there's a good reason to give a particular name to a feature.
For instance, one of the really neat, interesting craters that we saw during the first flyby from Messenger was a group of craters that had very dark material forming their rims. And sometimes we like to give a name that is somehow has a link to the feature somehow. So we named one of those dark rim craters after Edgar Allan Poe. Poe, of course, is famous for his rather dark, macabre tales. And, of course, he lived here in the Baltimore area. So the mission Messenger spacecraft was built at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, which is near Baltimore. And the PI for the mission is in Washington, so there's kind of a connection to the Baltimore-Washington area for that crater.
Similarly, the Messenger science team found a crater that had extreme color variations, and that inspired one of the scientists who happens to have an art history background.
And he knew that this painter, French painter Durand, was known for his kind of wild, at the time thought to be scandalous, use of color in his paintings. So we thought that was a good name to apply to this particular crater that has very extreme color variation.
But not all the names come from mission scientists. An amateur astronomer named Ron Dantowitz got viewing time on the Wilson Observatory Telescope in 1998 and got 40,000 analog images of Mercury. He digitized them and then painstakingly culled them down to the best 40 images. Then, using off-the-shelf software, he combined them and performed image enhancement. He wound up with an image that showed details of the planet never seen before, including surface features that weren't imaged by Mariner 10, at the time the only spacecraft to have visited the planet. There was a particularly bright spot that Dantowitz thought should be named Copeland, after Aaron Copeland, the composer of Fanfare for the Common Man. He thought it was an appropriate name for a feature that was discovered by an elementary school science teacher using common off-the-shelf equipment and software. Blewett says Dantowitz sent the suggestion to the IAU.
Well, on one of the, I think the second messenger flyby, the spacecraft actually imaged that part of the planet, so we got a picture of this bright spot that Ron Dantowitz had taken pictures of from the Earth. Now, interestingly, it turned out that that bright spot wasn't an impact crater, but instead it was a deposit of very bright material that we think came from an explosive volcanic eruption, what we call a pyroclastic eruption. So, you know, we don't have a theme yet or a type of name on Mercury of what to call these volcanic features. So I contacted Mr. Dantowitz and said, well, you know, we can't name that bright spot that you discovered. We can't name it Copeland. But how about if I pick kind of a big crater nearby and we propose the name Copeland for that one? And he was agreeable and, you know, was very pleased that that we could propose that to the IAU. And once again, they approved that name. So there's now a large degraded crater nearby to the volcanic feature that's called Copeland.
So far, there are nearly 300 named craters on Mercury. But soon, the number will go way up, because in March, the Messenger spacecraft will go into orbit around the planet.
It's going to start systematically mapping the planet. And at that point, we'll have a big influx of data, you know, better quality data, high resolution. And so we'll get an even better look at the surface. And we can start looking at new features and coming to appreciate some of the features we've seen before as to which ones are really the most interesting and tell us the most about the planet's geological history. So we'll be working away to assign names at that point.
Fortunately, much of the groundwork has been done for them, partly through the work of two high school interns, now college students. Catherine Powell and Pega Pashai were summer intern students at the Applied Physics Lab. Blewett says they helped come up with names for the geological features, put together a list of prominent and important features that might need names, and helped write the proposals submitted to the IAU.
I met one of the girls' parents when she brought them through the lab, and I said, you know, these names your daughter picked are going to be there, you know, forever. 200 years from now, 10,000 years from now, those will be the names that are used for the features on Mercury.
To learn more about the craters and other surface features of Mercury, visit the Messenger Education website at messenger-education.org. For the 365 Days of Astronomy podcast, I'm Bob Hirshon.
You are listening to the IYA 365 Days of Astronomy podcast.
The 365 Days of Astronomy podcast is produced by Astrosphere New Media Association. Audio post-production by Preston Gibson. Bandwidth donated by Libsyn.com and Wizard Media. Web design by Clockwork Active Media Systems. You may reproduce and distribute this audio for non-commercial purposes. Please consider supporting the podcast with a few dollars or euros. Visit us on the web at 365daysofastronomy.org or email us at info@365daysofastronomy.org. Until tomorrow, goodbye.